You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Talk with you tomorrow. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntonChamberRadio.com. Well, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is right here, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. I'm Bill Wolfson with the Sports Guys, and I'm the only one here myself today, so we're waiting for John Manfreda to get here. Pat Smith is in Arizona, although she's not at the Super Bowl. We're going to do things a little backwards today. We're going to start with the weather, because that's what's on my screen. How about that? The detailed forecast, as you all know, if you have had any opportunity to be outside, it is cold. Slight chance of snow showers before 3 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy. Temperature falling to around 26 by 5 p.m. Breezy with a northwest wind, 16 to 21, with gusts as high as 38 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 8. Wind chill values as low as minus 7. Plus 3 with a northwest wind, 21 to 23 miles an hour, gusts as high as 46. Sunny with a high near 22. Wind chill values as low as 8. Plus 3 again with a northwest wind, 14 to 20 miles an hour, gusts as high as 40. Saturday night is partly cloudy with a low of about 13. West wind, 5 to 9 miles an hour. Sunday night, afternoon, cloudy, high near 33. West wind, 5 to 7, becoming north in the afternoon. Sunday night, snow likely. Cloudy, low around 13, 70% chance of snow. And Monday, pretty much the same. Cloudy, very likely we'll have snow, with the chance of snow being 60%. So we're going to have kind of a icy, cold January, February weekend. The weather is obviously not something we're all real happy about. Right now it's 36 degrees just outside here in Flemington. And now for the news. Let's see what's going on in the world.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The White House says efforts to monitor Taliban detainees released from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for an American soldier have been updated because of concerns that they may be seeking to return to the battlefield. The 5 detainees have been in Qatar since being released last year in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. A Pentagon spokesman says the gunman who killed 3 American contractors at the Kabul airport was in an Afghan uniform and was subsequently killed. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday that the attack that killed 3 civilian aircraft mechanics is under investigation. Mitt Romney says he's put considerable thought into making another run for president, but in the end, he decided to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee. He spoke in a conference call with supporters today, 3 weeks after he surprised many in the party by saying he was considering another run. This is USA Radio News.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Rush into your local club and save on essentials for the big game. Pick up party favorites like a DiGiorno Pizza 3-pack for less than $5 a pizza. Tasty pork ribs, just $3.98 a pound. And a 3-pound party pack of delicious Tyson boneless buffalo wings for just $11.98. Plus, join now and get a free welcome package. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The judge overseeing former New England's Patriots standout Aaron Hernandez's murder trial says jurors can watch this weekend's Super Bowl, but must walk away or otherwise distance themselves if his name is mentioned. Bristol County Superior Court Judge Susan Garsh gave jurors instructions Friday before dismissing them for the weekend. The Patriots are taking on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. The judge says jurors who watch the game must be vigilant to avoid exposing themselves to coverage about him. A Pennsylvania prosecutor says he'll seek the death penalty against a man accused of sexually assaulting and killing a sixth grade math teacher during a burglary at her home. Lancaster County District Attorney Craig Stedman said Friday that 25-year-old Thomas Moore tortured Nicole Mathewson and killed her after committing multiple felonies. He says those factors warrant capital punishment. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Two pilots have broken the world record for a helium balloon flight after crossing the Pacific Ocean. USA's Cub Buning has more.
An American Troy Bradley and a Russian Leonid Dokchev left Japan on Sunday in their Two Eagles balloon. They were intending to land in either the U.S. or Canada. Dr. Steve Schott is part of Two Eagles Mission Control and spoke about the changes that needed to be made mid-voyage.
Kind of what we call doldrums, where there's just no consistent wind pattern and the balloon would have been trapped there for a day or so. So we decided we still had the option to go south towards Cabo San Lucas, towards the Baja Peninsula. And we made that change throughout the night, so we got the balloon 180-degree turn, now heading south.
This is not your normal hot air balloon, though, states Dr. Schott. This one's a little more souped up.
We have to take all the documentation. We have an official observer. We have instruments on board that have to be analyzed, almost like a flight data recorder. They have to look at everything, and then it goes to our National Aeronautics Association, the governing aerosports organization in the United States. Then they pass it on to the FAI, the International Aerosports Governing Body.
The pair has already set a record of distance and now look to break their time duration record. I'm Cub Buning.
A Northeast Ohio couple who reported a break-in say the burglar apparently was in no hurry because he or she took time to feed their dog bologna, make a pot of coffee, and smoke some cigarettes. WFMJ-TV reports police determined that someone pried open a side door and that, as the police report put it, the intruder was comfortable while they were there. This is the USA Radio Network.
And we're back. Good afternoon, everybody. It's icy cold out there. My Philadelphia Flyers have won 3 straight. Last night, they had a pretty decent win. They are looking better all the time, and they may just be getting ready to make a playoff run, but who knows. Meanwhile, Pat Smith's in Arizona visiting her brother and probably will not get to the Super Bowl. We're waiting for Ken Tasty Cake Millstrade to show up, and he's going to be here in a little while. And we also have John Manfreda on his way hold down the fort for us. You know, it's a good thing when John gets here because then I don't have to talk, and he can carry the ball, so to speak. Well, we're looking forward to watching the Super Bowl this weekend. As you know, kickoff is 6:30, Seattle and the tainted New England Patriots. One thing I never understood, I'm not a Bill Belichick fan, I'm not a Patriots fan, is the impact that this game is going to have. As far as I know, it's pretty much even money who's going to win. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. I think that my prediction is Seattle by a field goal. At least that's what I hope. I like Seattle over the Patriots anyway. If only because Seattle doesn't play my New York Jets all that much, and they beat the Eagles pretty resoundedly. So we're in a situation here where it really doesn't matter to me who wins, other than I've never been a Bill Belichick fan, and I've never really been a New England Patriots fan either. It always seemed to me that the Patriots had good teams year after year, ever since I can remember, even going back to the Richard Todd era of the New York Jets. The New England Patriots, as you know, have always managed to have some problems. They had the Spygate, where they were supposedly spying on the Jets the week before the game, and now this deflated ball problem, which I think is really a lot of malarkey, because the referees handle the balls just about every play, and certainly they would realize that the ball may be underinflated a little. And you have equipment managers whose jobs are on the line to be sure that this is correct. The other thing, too, is the NFL has not made any decisions about this, because they really don't want to see it spoiling the Super Bowl or creating too much controversy. Meanwhile, they up in New England, a former running back, wide receiver, rather, for the Patriots, Aaron Hernandez, is on trial for murder. He has been charged with the murder of an individual who is allegedly a fellow drug dealer or another drug dealer, something like that, part of his posse. And it's difficult to understand why this is, but the judge has cautioned the jury that although they can watch the Super Bowl, they must turn away if Aaron Hernandez's name is ever mentioned or the case is ever mentioned. So I think that's a judge being as careful as he or she can be in the case without really creating a lot of problems. Let's take a look at who we have to play a commercial for, and we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we are back, and we're waiting to see who's going to show up and help me carry the ball on this one today, folks. You know, it's a good day if you like to ski, to plan to get up to the Poconos this weekend. There's going to be great snow, good weather, at least on Saturday. It's going to be bright and clear, and we're going to see a number of very good ski conditions in a number of the areas. Additionally, for those of you who have given up downhill or alpine skiing for Nordic skiing like I have, it's a great time to go cross-country skiing. I spent a little time skiing last night, and I'm hoping to do some tomorrow, late in the afternoon, after a full day of work, because for guys like me, you're always working on a Saturday to stay ahead, if not to catch up. So, and it's also the beginning of a new month, so we have all kinds of cool stuff we have to do that those of you who are Chamber of Commerce members and business owners know. Each month you got to do it all over again, and tomorrow starts February. We've got some good holidays coming up and also some good sports coming up. We know that in February we're going to see the race for the Stanley Cup get serious. We're going to see who the sheep are and who the goats are in the National Hockey League. And, you know, it's only 20-plus days to pitchers and catchers reporting at the end of February, February 28th or 29th. I'm hoping to get down to Florida the first week in March for extended weekend to catch some sun and see a couple of minor league games, perhaps, or spring training games with my brother and visit my sister. Florida is one of my favorite places because, especially South Florida, it's always warm, sunny, and you know that it's a great time for the boating season. Additionally, it's been cold enough that the Barnegat Bay may very well be conducting its ice boat racing this weekend. The best place to check for that is the Barnegat Bay Sailing Association, which you can Google and find on the internet. And they will tell you whether there's going to be ice boat racing or not. And there are plenty of places along the bay to look and watch. Remember that it will be cold and windy, so dress appropriately. We don't want to see any of our listeners end up with hypothermia or have to have a problem in the cold weather. And now let's go to another commercial.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
Falling down, London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Ford, New Jersey.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back with more sports. I'm Bill Wolfson, waiting for our other sports guys to turn up on an icy cold Friday afternoon. Brrr. Let's talk about baseball for a few minutes. The New York Yankees have said farewell to one of my favorite ball players, Ichiro Suzuki, not only because his first name is Ichiro, and I like to say it, but because he was a great outfielder and still a good hitter. He's now with the Miami Marlins, who signed him a couple of days ago after he was dropped as a free agent by the Yankees. I think the Yankees are going to regret letting him go because he was still valuable, although he wasn't playing quite as much. One of the things that's come up is people are wondering just whether or not the Patriots are going to be distracted by the Aaron Rodgers trial. Everybody says, when they're asked about it, next question, please. I think Bill Belichick's going to have them prepared to play real football and not worry about things that they can't do anything about. One of the difficult things in any sport is that athletes are just as human as the rest of us and do things that are wrong and end up in court over them. And it's just, you know, the part of the way life is. But this is a pretty scary situation because it is a murder trial. The man's on trial for his life. And we've seen a lot of athletes over the year have those problems. One of the things that's been more interesting to me is that there are people out there who collect sports memorabilia, one of them myself, so is my buddy John Manfreda. But I'm going to tell you about an interesting friend of mine who unfortunately is no longer with us. He collected sports memorabilia, but the athlete had to have been convicted of a crime. So he had a Denny McLane baseball. You may remember that Denny McLane pitched for the Tigers and won 31 games one year and lost only 4 or 5. He had a Duke Snider autographed bat, and the Duke went and had some problems because of tax evasion. Likewise, he had a number of things from Daryl Strawberry and from many, many other athletes, even including Billy Martin, who had a number of DUIs over the years. So, you know, it's a fascinating thing because he would even write away to the courthouse and get a copy of the judgment of conviction to prove that the athlete actually had a problem. Well, we've had an unexplained John Manfreda sighting, and here he is, the one, the only, Boston's favorite exile, John Manfreda. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thank you for indulging, but it's my wife's birthday.
And happy birthday, Anne.
Had to get to the flower shop before they closed to get my flowers. But anyway.
So not going to get in that divorce for at least another year, John. Okay.
For another year, Bill. Another weekend.
Good. So, John, who's winning our Super Bowl?
Well, Bill, you know, so much has been written and talked about this past 2 weeks. And, now we've gone from the ridiculous to the sublime where they're talking about the prop bets, the over-under on the number of yards, who will score the first touchdown, will Bill Belichick smile? But before that, we actually have an update from the U.S. Weather Bureau. I don't know if you heard, Bill, but of course we had this monster storm that passed by us last week, last Tuesday, and it went up to New England, and my daughter Allison reported there was almost 30 inches of snow in Boston, which gave her the opportunity to work at home for a couple of days. But anyway, the U.S. Weather Bureau has come out with an explanation. They said, of course, people around here shut down, were expecting blizzards. It didn't happen. It all went up to New England. It was like this gigantic suction action brought this storm up to New England, and the U.S. Weather Bureau has finally figured it out. Turns out they're blaming the New England Patriots for the low-pressure area centered around Boston that brought all the snow there.
Well, that explains a lot. And just as that happened, the New England Patriots escape and go to sunny Arizona.
Yes.
You know, Bill Belichick really has it worked out well.
It went out on Monday, I think, and just before the storm hit.
And, you know, the Weather Service has now upgraded the Sunday night Monday storm to a 90% chance of snow.
Really?
Yes. And Sunday night.
Or afternoon? What are we looking at?
Well, Sunday night, 2 to 4 inches. Monday snow, high near 24.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to be in court in Trenton Monday morning unless they close the courthouse.
Yeah.
And I've already told the judge that I will be there with my sled dogs. And
folks,
I actually got an email.
Bankruptcy court judge we're talking about here. Oh. Not your local municipal court judge.
No, and I got back a very interesting response. I don't know whether it was from a judge, a law clerk, or a secretary, but I got a one-word response. You know what that was, John? Mush.
Mush. Well, so, Bill, getting back to the Super Bowl, if you want to bring, and I know we have to go to a couple of ads here. When we come back, if you want to get into some nitty-gritty, we can do that, and we can take some calls as well and see where we go with this Super Bowl.
Well, you know, John, we've got 4 minutes before we have to break for the news and the weather again, so
okay.
Why don't I tell you, my Flyers are having a win streak. They've won 3 in a row. Suddenly, they're playing well.
And the Devils actually won a shootout the other night.
So against Toronto?
Was
it Toronto?
Against Toronto.
Yeah.
And, break up the Flyers and Devils. They won a couple of games this week.
Well, you know, it's sort of like Halley's Comet when both teams do well at the same time.
Yeah, once in a while.
And congratulations to Eli Manning and his wife. They just welcomed a third daughter to their family.
Yeah.
So he's got 2 Super Bowl rings and 3 girls.
Well,
so, Don,
I've been walking around telling people I have a lot in common with Eli Manning.
You even have the 2 Super Bowl rings, right?
I just don't have the 2 Super Bowl rings.
But you got the 3 girls.
3 girls like me.
3 young ladies.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, they're predicting Patriots 23, Seahawks 21. I think it's the other way around. I'm predicting the Seahawks by a field goal.
I'm predicting 24-20 Seattle.
And, it's going to be interesting because football is looking more and more and more troubled as time goes on. They're still making tons and tons of money. But the ugly side of the sport just keeps coming out more and more. Before you got here, John, we had the problem of, we talked about the Aaron Hernandez problem, forgive me, Pat, and whether that would be a distraction. And the Patriots, when all asked about
I think
that,
he's been off the team for
a year. The Patriots have all responded by saying, next question.
Yeah, they're not going to go there.
Yeah,
I mean that would be it would be more interesting to hear what Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch has to say than that.
That's right, and you know the Super Bowl halftime show this year is Katy Perry, who I have never seen perform. So tell me about Katy Perry, John.
I don't think I have either, and my daughter's on here to tell me about it. I hear she's very talented and very popular. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into why I think Seattle will win this game.
Okay. Well, that sounds real cool, John. Let's go listen to the news, the halftime news, and then we'll deal with the weather.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The White House says efforts to monitor Taliban detainees released from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for an American soldier have been updated because of concerns that they may be seeking to return to the battlefield. The 5 detainees have been in Qatar since being released last year in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. A Pentagon spokesman says the gunman who killed 3 American contractors at the Kabul airport was in an Afghan uniform and was subsequently killed. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday that the attack that killed 3 civilian aircraft mechanics is under investigation. Mitt Romney says he's put considerable thought into making another run for president, but in the end, he decided to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee. He spoke in a conference call with supporters today, 3 weeks after he surprised many in the party by saying he was considering another run. This is USA Radio News.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We're back with the weather. I'm Bill Wolfson of the Sports Guys with John Manfreda here with me. And, you know, it's going to be cold, cold, and colder tonight. There's a wind advisory in effect until tomorrow morning. There's a hazardous weather outlook in effect also. And let me read you what the National Weather Service says. Day one, this afternoon and tonight, listen to NOAA Radio, and wind chill values for a time Saturday morning will be about 5 degrees below zero. Accumulating snow expected late Sunday and Monday, and amounts could be significant and result in hazardous travel, especially for the Monday morning commute. There remains some uncertainty over where the heaviest snow will occur. Additionally, there's a wind advisory going on right now, so for those of you who don't want to end up in Oz with Dorothy and the Wizard, I would suggest find a concrete block and carry it around with you, but don't slip on that ice. Further, folks, motorists should use extra caution, especially those in SUVs, vans, and other high-profile vehicles. Also, if you have lightweight outdoor objects such as patio furniture and garbage cans, better tie them down. It won't be the bears knocking them over today. It's going to be the wind. It's going to be pretty cold out there. Now, we've got a cold day coming up tomorrow. It's going to be sunny. I'm going to be working and then trying to get some cross-country skiing in because, Lord knows, I need the exercise. Right now, it's 33 degrees in downtown Flemington, or 1 degree centigrade for those of you who are from Canada. Tonight, chance of snow showers before 7, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Brr. Wind chill values as low as 5, blustery, northwest wind 20 to 23 miles an hour with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour, and a chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, sunny with a high near 21 with wind chill values as low as minus 7. Blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 32 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15, west wind 5 to 7 miles an hour. Sunday, chance of snow mainly after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so be careful while coming back from that Super Bowl party. Cloudy with a high near 31, west winds 5 to 7 miles an hour coming north in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Sunday night, snow, mainly after 7 p.m., probably start right around the beginning of the second quarter. Low around 24, light northeast winds increasing to 6 to 11 miles an hour in the evening. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulation, 2 to 4 inches possible. Monday, snow, high near 24, chance of precipitation is 90%. So it's going to be snowing a good deal Monday, Sunday night into Monday, and who knows what Monday morning's commute's going to be. So, folks, be careful out there. Still a lot of slippery ice, and everybody needs to bundle up, if you don't mind. Thank you, folks. And we're going to be back with my friend John Manfreda. Well, John, let's talk about Super Bowl now that it's 5:34 and we've got the news and the weather out of the way.
Well, Bill, at this point, again, we're at that point in Super Bowl week where just about everything's been being beat to death, but here's why I think it'll be a close game. Here's why I think Seattle will win. I think the Seattle running game will stay conservative and will chew up some ground against that big front seven of the Patriots. I think it's going to be very tough to throw on New England. Remember, Russell Wilson's not a big guy. I think he's about 6 feet, but the New England front seven is tall, and they get their arms up. They love to knock balls down.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are going to be looking for the read option, and not going to fall prey to the trap that Green Bay fell into. You know, they've been able to go to school on that game. Green Bay, essentially, everybody stayed in their lane, looked straight ahead, and, you know, tried to play their man. If you do that with the read option, you're not using your peripheral vision. You're not using, you're not stretching the field as a defensive player with coverage. So the read option is going to be much more difficult to defend against. I think that Wilson will pop a few downfield every once in a while. But, you know, the Patriots, in almost New York Yankees style, went out in the offseason and bought two of the best cornerbacks in the league, in Browner and Revis. So, you know, just as a quick aside, okay, they had one of the worst secondaries last year. They went out and bought two of the top corners, and those guys are, I'm not sure they're both shutdown corners anymore, but they're close to it, all right? Not quite Richard Sherman, but they're there.
Well,
so
you know,
you're
going to
have trouble
athletes.
Throwing to the outside. The wide receivers are going to struggle. And then over the middle, who goes over the middle? Well, your tight ends, your screen passes. And so I think they're going to rely on Marshawn Lynch to run the ball, and they're going to use the read option and let Russell Wilson open up the passing lanes. And once they can, if they can establish the run early, Bill, I think New England will have to come up, bring the secondary up, and that'll open up some opportunities downfield for Russell Wilson. So that's my analysis on Seattle offense against the New England defense. Okay? On the other side of the ball, the New England offense, well, how do you spell the New England offense? G-R-O-N-K. I mean, if they take Gronkowski out of this game, you think Brandon LaFell is going to beat you? I don't think so. Okay, I think they are going to be chipping Gronk. They are going to be double-teaming him. It's just like when you play the Dallas Cowboys. Who's the guy you have to cover? Not Dez Bryant. Okay? Not Terrence Williams. You got to cover the tight end. That's the guy that winds up killing you. You know, at the end of the game, you know, 12 catches for $130. And two scores in the red zone. So I think, you know, if Seattle is going to try to take away Gronkowski, to the extent you can take him away. Now, taking away Gronkowski might be limiting him to 8 catches and about 80 yards, okay? But you can't give up a 12-catch, 160-yard day to Gronkowski. If Seattle does that, it's going to be a long day.
Oh, no doubt about it. I still think Seattle's defense is better than the Patriots' offense. The Patriots' offense looks more and more one-dimensional all the time. I don't know how the Patriots will be able to deal with the fact that Tom Brady is not as mobile as he once was, although he certainly does throw a great ball. I think Seattle will be employing a lot of the strategies that they used against a less-than-mobile Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago. John, what's your take on that?
Well, I think I would say this. Brady is not mobile, but he's elusive. He doesn't go down easy. Okay, I think that he has enough of a slipperiness factor. He's elusive enough that Seattle is going to get, you know, have some trouble, you know, getting to him. I think he'll have an effective short passing game. Look, they're not going to have enough time to go deep, and the Patriots don't really have the kind of receivers that can get real deep. One area that isn't talked about much, though, now that we've done offense and defense, the special teams area. If New England has a chance, okay, much like the Eagles did early this year, their special teams was winning games, okay? New England's special teams are significantly better than Seattle. So you may find New England winning the field position game. And if they do, and, you know, Gronkowski may wind up hitting 4 or 5 field goals, you stick a TD or two in there, and before you know it, you know, you got yourself 20, 24 points. So I think Seattle must be really careful on that return game. You know, Edelman is very good and very elusive, always seems to find the opening, and Brady can find him. So I think that they will, the Patriots will not beat you one-on-one, man-on-man, straight ahead. The Patriots game is deception. It's counteraction. It's reverses. It's stunts. It's these kinds of plays to keep you off balance, Bill, that will not let the defense settle in. You know, and once Brady gets into a rhythm, he's very dangerous. So I think the Patriots' best chance is to play well on special teams, get field position, and convert some of those opportunities, and at the same time, trying to bottle up Seattle in their own end. Now, they're going to give up yards on the ground game. Nobody's going to stop Marshawn Lynch for very long.
No.
But the real thing is you can't give up big plays. And, you know, the Patriots seem to have more big plays than a lot of other teams, certainly more than Seattle. So you put all this together, and you've got probably more pure talent on the Seattle side of the ball. But when you look at coaching, and you've got two coaches who are both beloved and hated throughout the football world.
Well, remember, Pete Carroll used to be the Jets coach. And you remember,
Patriots coach for one season, yeah, too.
And didn't he leave USC right before a recruiting
scandal?
Huge
scandal, yeah. Just a coincidence. He's going out the door. He's out of town. And that's why I think he's been very, very successful. He's a shrewd judge of talent. He's stockpiled a lot of good young players in Seattle. I think if you're New England, you better hope that you can work the clock, you can get, you know, good field position, hit some field goals, because I think Seattle, remember what happened last year? Now, it won't be like that, because Denver was a finesse team. And to quote that long-forgotten football god Tony Siragusa, when they pummeled the Giants in the 2000 Super Bowl, the Ravens kill finesse teams. Well, you know what? I think the Seahawks kill finesse teams, too.
I think so, too.
And if they have to go one-on-one, straight-ahead, man-for-man, New England's going to lose that game. So I think you're going to see the classic short passing game, field position, you know, put Seattle deep in its own territory, try to bottle them up, don't let Wilson get outside of his lanes, don't let that read option kill you. And I think if they can stay true to that as a defensive scheme, they have a chance to stay in this game. And it could be very close, well deep into the fourth quarter.
Well, thank you, John. I think that's a good analysis. And I'm not going to even try to top that. What I am going to tell you is I think it's the Seahawks, and I think the Seahawks win by a field goal late in the game. I think it's going to be a defensive game. I think Seahawks can score in bunches, just like they showed against the Packers in the last 5 minutes of the game. I think the Seahawks are a very dangerous team. I don't think Belichick is going to allow the Patriots to underrate them or take them lightly. But what I do think is that the nature of the Patriots' defense is going to become exposed. It's going to be vulnerable to the short passing game that the Seattle Seahawks have developed. Plus, they have the ability to really throw a long bomb, and to me, that's an important thing as well. Meanwhile, John, what are you going to do for recreation now that football is going to be over on Sunday? What do you do with yourself all day?
Well, you know, we still have exciting tennis games to play and exciting chess games to play. And, you know, the world can't end just because the football season ends.
Well, for me, I'll be back at the gym. I'll be getting ready for boating season. Excuse me, folks. I'll also be trying to do a little cross-country skiing outdoors because I love the outdoors, especially in the winter. And I don't mind how cold it is as long as it's not real windy. And every now and then my wife will go ice skating, although it's not as much fun indoors as it is outdoors. There are probably limericks about ice skating indoors and outdoors, but they're not for a family audience. But nonetheless, John, if you were a young person right now and you were looking for a good winter sport besides a team sport, would you be skiing?
Well, Bill, as I think we've discussed before, you know, I don't ski. I'm a tennis player, and I was always afraid of blowing out a knee on an icy ski slope. So I think skiing is a wonderful sport for young people who are flexible and athletic and can stay on the smaller slopes. But my experience, every time I was at one of the slopes, Camelback or Shawnee or something, there's always a bunch of reckless kids going down the Black Diamond trails. And, well, just what, 2 weeks ago, a young boy was killed on a reckless ski slope in Pennsylvania. So I think that it's a great sport. But, Bill, I'd prefer chess to skiing.
We'll come right back after that.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. Didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
We're back with Bill Wolfson and John Manfreda. Well, John, you know, we've talked Super Bowl, we've talked winter sports, and I want to tell you that I've been skiing up until the time I was 50. The last time I went skiing, I didn't get hurt, but it was an icy cold experience out in Utah. The best skiing I've ever done, besides here in the United States, has been in Switzerland. And in Switzerland, you don't take a lift to the top of the mountain. You take a train to the top of the mountain.
Yes, yes. My daughter Allison skied the Matterhorn and told me about that. Only she did go across a gorge on a lift as well. But it was an enclosed a car.
Yeah, a gondola.
Did the Matterhorn, she skied the Matterhorn and then told me she did it. She didn't want to tell me that she was going to do it for fear that I would
be displeased.
Displeased. Well, that's she did the same thing when she jumped out of an airplane at Marlboro Airport.
And you know, we have skydivers here in Hunterdon County up at Sky Manor Airport or at Alexandria Airport. We have to invite them sometime, John. You know,
that would be absolutely.
That could be some fun. You know, we have to get back to having guests here because who wants to listen to us?
Pat Smith might be a guest pretty soon.
That's right. We haven't seen her. We haven't had our unexplained Pat Smith sighting.
Yes.
So what we're going to have to do is get some more guests because, you know, when we get to the doldrums of winter where we're all working hard.
We'll be all fired up, Bill. Tell me, what's your latest Yankees news? Anything out of the Evil Empire?
Well, the Evil Empire has been very quiet. I think the Yankees don't know which way to go at this point. They're shedding salaries. Ichiro, as you know, left to go play for the Marlins. Ichiro Suzuki.
Who?
My favorite baseball player, Ichiro. Almost as good a name as Coco Crisp.
There you go.
Boy, I wish I could figure out why his mom named him Coco for her last name was Crisp. Can you imagine?
She knew her son was destined for greatness. What can I
think
tell you?
So. Either that or he was going to play for a team called the Crunch. okay. Well, you know,
and
there's
be the captain
that's
of that
right.
team.
They're Captain Crunch. There's good minor league hockey tonight up in Allentown with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Face off at 6 o'clock. I think they're playing the Norfolk, Virginia Admirals.
Well, Bill, we have to get back to that sometime. Speaking of Trenton, I did want to bring one thing to your attention. There was an article in the paper recently about a bat dog for the Trenton Thunder. And this bat dog retrieves the bats for the players. His father was a bat dog, and his grandfather was a bat dog. So that, to me, would be a very interesting summer program. Maybe we could have the dog in here sometime. I'd just be afraid to hit us with a bat. But
that could be, or he'd bite us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he plays for the Trenton Thunder. If I have, you know, my usual Red Sox garb or just hold up my cell phone with a Two Sox logo on the back, the dog might hit me with the bat.
Either that or he might tell his friends and he'd all cross the street just to bite you.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
These are Yankee dogs, not Red Sox dogs.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's a funny thing. I never quite understood why dog shows were a sport. I mean, the dog does everything. The arena. I mean, no, I love dogs. I love going to dog shows. I think it's wonderful. But I'm not sure why that's such a sport. I mean, that's almost like a cat show. You know, I mean, the cats just sit there in cages and look annoyed.
Dogs incite sports. This Tuesday, which, as you know, was a false alarm with the blizzard, I was home and my older daughter Elizabeth was there with her corgi, Tenacious, who just tormented me the entire day.
The dog bothered you the whole day? You wanted to play?
Well, I was trying to sit there. We had the fireplace going. The flames are coming up, and I was turning on a nice movie to watch, and the next thing I know, Tenacious is barking as loud as could be, and I petted him a little bit, and he barked more, and he brought his ball over, and he wanted me to throw the ball and play tug-of-war with him with the ball. So believe me, dogs give you plenty of exercise. They're sports nuts themselves.
Well, I had a dog that loved to run. It was a Labrador Retriever that somebody gave me. when I was in college, and it was a great dog because I would go out running. I was a lot skinnier than I am now. The dog also had an interesting habit. If he saw a sliding board, he could climb up the steps and then slide down on his belly, usually landing right on his face, giving him, you know, face plant.
Sounds
a new
like a very talented
idea.
Dog, Bill. Was yeah. that how you made it through law school? The dog helped you out?
That's right. I charged admission to watch him go down the slide, John, and I'm still doing that, except that he's been gone for many, many years.
Were you selling advanced tickets for
yeah,
that
there
show?
You are. But, you know, as Kinky Friedman says, if you've been a good person in this life, when you die, you go to heaven and you get back all your pets. So who knows? I hope I've been a good person because that's one dog I'd like to have back.
You have and you no doubt will. Okay. Anyway, moving on, let's get back to your Flyers. How yep. are they turning it around here?
Well, Steve Mason's back from his injury. He says his right calf is now just a little tender. They got a very good pair of performances out of a rookie, Michael Zepp, a 32-year-old rookie who they brought up from Lehigh Valley the other day. Now that Mason is back, they've got Ray Emery, who's been struggling as the backup again. And it's interesting, you know, you've got a defensive tandem. The other thing is one of the Flyers, defenseman McDonald, who they got from the Islanders, finally scored his first goal after about 3 years. Mason was gracious enough to say, I don't care if he scores goals. He blocks shots, and he keeps me from giving up at least 2 goals a game just because he's so attentive to his defensive duties.
Yeah, I mean, his first goal in 3 years, well, it was the first time he crossed the red line.
Probably the first time. You're probably right. The problem, though, with the Flyers is that although they have the number one and number two scorers in the National Hockey League, they're having a very mediocre season. And there's always
Well, it's been, a big drop-off, right?
Yeah, there's been trade rumors. There have been guys up and down from Lehigh Valley. There have been a lot of injuries. There's also been the turnover on defense, and there's been rumors of Kimmo Tiiminen coming back to finish out his career, which I think is going to cause the Flyers a lot of cap space trouble should he come back. Now, Tiiminen, as you know, is at the end of his career anyway. He has not played this year because of blood clots, which were very dangerous. They've been dissolved. They put him on some blood-thinning medication, which makes you more prone to bleeding if you get injured. And the Flyers play, as you know, a very physical game, and Tiiminen is no slouch at playing that either. I think this is a time for Tiiminen to hang it up.
Nobody ever accused the Broad Street Bullies of winning any IQ contests. So if he comes back, it won't surprise me.
Yeah. The one thing also I think that's caused the Flyers a difficult time this year is Ron Hextall, as the GM, is finding that he doesn't have much in the way of cap space, and bringing Tiiminen back would put them over their cap space, or they have to move somebody down to Lehigh Valley. But what about the Devils? They've had a coaching change. They don't seem to be waking up at all.
Lou is still behind the bench, terror that he is, as everybody, you know, including the guy selling the programs at the arena, worried about losing their job. But and the Devils mascot, NJ, is afraid he's going to get traded somewhere. So, you know, when Lou is around, anything and everything is tradable. There was an interesting development this week, which was kind of disappointing to me. Martin Brodeur officially retired in St. Louis, and he went into the St. Louis front office as an assistant GM. I think it was a huge mistake and opportunity for the Devils to bring him back to New Jersey, let him be in some official capacity, and just walk around the arena during periods like Chico Resch used to do, and talk to people. I mean, he would be the biggest star there.
Oh, I think so. I think the Devils missed a real opportunity. But let's go to a couple of our last commercials and then wind up, John. What
Sounds
do you think
good,
of them
Bill.
Apples?
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care.